Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, my friends. This is the show that never ends, Warhammer Radio, brought to you by the Hammer himself. Thank you again for coming back for more. The chat room is open for your pleasure. Keep your obscenities and extremities to yourself. If you have questions, throw them up. I may get to them or I may not. We've got a call-in feature, 657-383-1757. That number again is 657-383-1757. And if I happen to have offended you, I have a special line just for you. That number for the offended is 657 383-1757 for you snowflakes, liberals, Muslims, and others that are easily offended. 657-383-1757. If you listen to Tuesday's show, you know we were talking about how progressives, liberals, brain-dead mutants are being tools of Islam and being used to suppress Western culture, and how it is absolutely ignorant of them to allow themselves to be used by Islam, considering the fact that when Sharia law is implemented, women are going to be abused, killed, stoned, dismembered with clitorectomies and other wonderful things like acid baths. And homosexuality will not be tolerated. Gays will be hung, thrown from the rooftops, because it'll just be raining men. And all of this will be despite the fact that over half of the men in Islam actually participate in animal husbandry and homosexuality themselves. But when they get caught, they get their asses tossed off the roof. So if you missed Tuesday's show, please go back and listen. But we're going to dive right back into where we left off. And where we left off was talking about all these marchers in this March for Women, this march against Trump, these morons that were carrying signs that read things like, "If men get free razors, we want free tampons. If men get free razors, we want free birth control." Look, bitches, I've been buying my razors my whole life. We don't get free razors. Well, unless we're in prison. Different story. So, buy your own stuff. You want the government out of your bedroom, but you want us to pay for your birth control, your reproductive protection, your birth, your abortions. You can't have it both ways. And you should quit marching with Islam because they keep women as slaves. Now let's move right along. Because don't you know, with the bitches and the hoes, that Islam is going to make you suffer. You're going to pay for just being female. Divorce is only in the hands of the husband and is as easy as saying, I divorce you, and it becomes effective even if the husband didn't mean it. Yes, that's right, ladies. You cannot get divorced unless the husband wants to get divorced. And he can simply say, I divorce you. And even if it's done in a fit of rage, you're divorced. Hasta lasagna, don't get none on ya. Be gone with thee. Get thee to a nunnery. Google it. There is no community property between a husband and wife. And the husband's property does not go to the wife after his death. Yeah. How do you women like that? You're out there on this Women's Day march, and you're marching with a bunch of Muslims, and you're talking about the Republican and Donald Trump's war on women, and you have no clue what the hell you're talking about. You guys are so open-minded, your brains fell out. Sharia law in Islam does not tolerate women. You get behind the man and shut up. You don't get him property after the husband's death. You inherit half of what a man inherits, if you inherit anything at all. A man has the right to have up to 4 wives, and none of them have the right to divorce him, even if he is polygamous. Your name might be Thursday, and he spends most of his time with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and the weekend. But you just be quiet and make him a Sammy, because that's what you do. The dowry is given in exchange for the woman's sexual organs. Keep that in mind when you say that the Republicans are performing a war on women. And keep in mind how stupid you sound when you're marching with a bunch of Muslims because you're supporting a system of governance that you don't understand. You're supporting having a dowry given in exchange for your sexual organs. Morons. Under the system of governance that you were protesting for during the Women's March, during this alleged war on women that you were protesting for, that you said the Republicans and Trump were committing, you freaking idiots. Sharia law says a man is allowed to have sex with slave women, women captured in battle, and if the enslaved woman is married, her marriage is annulled. So, if hubby keeps a couple slaves around the house to do some fetching and other things, and he decides to throw her a bone, guess what? You can't do anything about it. If you open your mouth, you're going to get beat. And if she was married, her marriage just got annulled, and he still gets to keep her around. So, shame on you, Pikachu. You people are really dumb. In court, the testimony of a woman has half the value of a man's. But there was Madonna and the rest of these gaggling twats marching in a march set up by a Muslim female trying to get you idiots on the left to look even dumber and help advance the cause of Sharia law in the United States. You people are so damn dumb. I can't even wrap my mind around it. You like being mommies? Guess what? You lose custody of your kids if you remarry. How you like that? You are making it easier for there to be a war on women. Did you know that you're helping make it easier for rape to occur with all these Muslim males that Chairman Mao Obama brought to America? To prove rape, a woman must have 4 male witnesses. Now, the way I was raised, if I saw a woman being raped, I'm supposed to stop it because that's the chivalrous thing to do. In Islamic society, a male witness to a rape is usually a participant. If you have 4 male witnesses to a rape of a woman, you either have a gang rape or an NBA team. What in the hell are you women doing marching with these Muslim women in this alleged women's march decrying a war on women? You people are so ignorant. You should suffer from the worst of the worst type of headaches just because your brain should have fallen out by now. Damn. I hope you don't leave the house without an escort and a helmet, because I don't think God can take care of that many idiots at one time. Under Islamic rule, which is what you morons are trying to get, a rapist is only required to pay the bride money, meaning dowry, without marrying the rape victim. A Muslim woman, which is what you bitches will become if you don't become slaves or dead, must cover every inch of her body with one of those lovely trash sacks, which is considered awra, a sexual organ. Not all Sharia schools allow the face of a woman to be exposed. And if you're out and about and you have your face, aka part of your sexual organs, exposed, guess who's getting an acid bath? You dumb shit. Go, you people really frustrate me because it's all there in black and white. It's in the Quran. They tell you what they're going to do. And you idiots go, it's the Republicans, it's the GOP, it's Donald Trump. You guys are committing a war on women. What in the fuck is wrong with you people? Did you know a Muslim man is forgiven if he kills his wife at the time he caught her in the act of adultery. However, the opposite is not true for women, since the man could be married to the woman he was caught with. Yeah. A Muslim man is forgiven if he kills his wife at the time he caught her in the act of adultery. Because, hey, she can't have more than one husband. However, the opposite's not true for women, since the man can have multiple wives, and that could be one of them. So his wife can stand there and hold the video camera, but she doesn't get to kill him. She can jump in and participate, but she doesn't get to kill him. She can be like a Swiss clock and tell him what time it is, or she can be like a watch, but she can't kill him. Damn, you people are stupid. And you little beta male pussies that walked in this march, you're going to lose your behinds to these Muslim men. They're going to use you like a goat. It is obligatory for a Muslim to lie if the purpose is obligatory. Now think about this. It is obligatory for a Muslim to lie if the purpose is obligatory. The woman who ran the Women's March lied her fat ass off because it was obligatory. And that means for the sake of abiding with Islam's commandments, such as jihad, a Muslim is obliged to lie and should not have any feelings of guilt or shame associated with this kind of lying. Meaning if the Muslim is lying in order to advance the cause of Islam, they can lie their asses off. And it's all right. In fact, it's expected. So when that dwarf, fat-ass, chubby-cheeked Muslim woman who organized the Women's March was lying her ass off, it was perfectly all right. And you idiot American women were up there running your sewers, oblivious to what she was talking about, completely ignorant of the facts, and welcoming rape, stoning, sexual mutilation, clitorectomies, welcoming marriage for women and girls as young as birth, and consummation of the marriage via sexual acts at age 8. You people should be proud of yourselves. You're absolutely fucking disgusting. You people are morally reprehensible. You fill me with the urge to defecate. I have never been more disgusted by a mass of human beings in my entire frickin' life. And any of you who doubt what I say merely has to Google Sharia for Dummies by Noni Darwish, NoniDarWish. And read it. Or better yet, buy her book, Cruel and Unusual Punishment, The Terrifying Global Implications of Islamic Law. This is a bold woman who left Islam and cannot travel without bodyguards. Why? because the religion of peace will kill her for having left Islam. Why? Because they're so tolerant and loving. You freaking morons. Liberals and progressives are proof that left untreated, sooner or later, every organism, every blood-sucking leech that is a virus will kill its host. You people are horrific. You disgust me. You're vile beyond belief and ignorant beyond compare. The Warhammer rejects you, your beliefs, and all that you stand for. You are the worst of the worst. And that, all by itself, is frightening. One would never think that there could be anything as bad as a liberal. But there is, and that's a Muslim who knows how to manipulate a liberal. It is time that we, the people, took control of this country, banned Sharia law as a constitutional amendment, and made damn sure that progressives, liberals, hippies, whatever you want to call them, never again take a seat at the adult table. They spend the rest of eternity sitting at the kiddie table because they are not capable of governing. They, whether they are in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, like Speaker Ryan, Mushmouth McConnell, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, that piece of monkey fuck, they are not capable of governing. They're weak, worthless, and corrupt. So it is up to we the people to ensure that critters like that are never allowed to govern again. The Constitution is settled law, as the left likes to say. Time we lived by it. God bless you. God bless America. And let's remember, if the left gets in control, we can rock and frickin' roll.
Yeah. I don't know if you can, but can you get an owner for ONS? That's ONS Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out. And it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Harder and harder each and every year. Some kids went he was getting some peppers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. It's not this fucked up situation and these fucked up police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Units be advised of in attempt 211 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple. 30 subjects with bands trying to get inside the CP's house. Take their drugs, they're trying to kill them.
Gonna break my rusty cage.